Okay, good to In the beginning of the Parshas Chayesorah, we know that Avram purchased a burial plot to Sarah, and the purchase was made through money. The Pasuk says in Bereishis Perchov Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel Vayedaber Lefron Bozne Amaretz Lemar Achim Efal Lushmaini Nosati Kesef Hasode Kach Mimeni. Take the Kesef, take the money from me, the Ekboros Meisi Shaman, and I'll bury my dead there. And so they had the whole negotiation with Ephron. At the end of the negotiation, the Pasuk says, excuse me, the Pasuk says, it's Pasuk Tezayim, Vayishma Avram al Ephron, Vayishkol Avram al Ephron, Tachesef Asher Dibbeh Bozne Bechais, Arba Meir Shekel Kesef Ove Lo Tzelcher. He gave him the money. And the next Pasuk says, Vayokom Stei Ephron, this is the Stei Ephron became the property of Avram. The next Pasuk, Kibches, Avram L'mikno L'eine B'necheis, and so on. So Avram became the owner of this property through the transference of Kesef. So, we're all familiar with the Gemara in the very beginning of Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara explains that when it comes to marriage, so the kinyan of marriage can be done through Kesef. That's one of the ways Isha Niknes is through Kesef. So the Gemara asks, how do we know that that's true? The Kesef Minolam. That's usually the question when you have a project in Yeshiva. The Kesef Minolam. Where do we get the money from? The Gemara says, how do we know that it works over here? The Kesef Minolam. So Gomar Kicho Kicho Mistei Ephron. The same as Zereshova of Kicho Kicho Mistei Ephron. Ksiv Hocho Kikach Ishisho. Ksiv Hocho Nosati Kesef Asora Kach Meni. The Kicho is the key line for us. The Kicho Ikbikinyan Ksiv Asora Shekon Avram. The Pasuk indicates that Kesef, the Kinyan was done through the mechanism of Kesef. So Rashi explains again on Beis Amud Aleph and Kiddushin. Rashi at the end of the Ramasva Kesef Minolam says Mikicha Vekicha Loshem Kinyan. Mikicha Vekicha Loshem Kinyan. Who Hilchach Tri Isha Niknes. Kicha is a Loshem of Kinyan. So you see, Agav Orcha, forgetting about the Kiddushin matter, but we see that one of the ways in which a Kinyan is effective in general is through the transfer of Kesef. So the horror would mean that when a person buys something, a kona, anything, the kinyan can take place through Kesef. That's that a Gemara is sincere, that since it worked by Avram, so then we know that it's a form of kinyan for kiddushin purposes, but certainly for another type of kinyan, Kesef would work. It worked for the purchase of the field, and the chorus should work for other things as well. The Mishnah says later in kiddushin, about Chav Vavim and Aleph, the Mishnah says, Nechosim Sheshem Achayis Niknin B'Kesef, right? So certain property, that's land. This is acquired karka. Real estate is acquired through kesef. And the Gemara says again, the kesef minol omar chizkiyah omar kro sodos by kesef yish yiknu. That's the pasuk Yirmiyo perik yud beis pasuk mandal sodos by kesef yiknu. And then the Gemara goes on to say that it works for all. What about you need a star also? So it depends if the person was not gomedah. If you didn't have the full thing in mind, left the star, you need a star too. Tosus points out, why did the Tosus want this? Why does the Gemara there quote the Pasuk from Yirmiyahu? Why not say, why not quote the Pesukim from our parasha? So what do you say? Okay, so that sounds, well, it's similar, it's almost a Tosus answer. Tosus answer, Mishum de Dil Mahani Mili Menachri. It's a different thing when you're person. We're going to call King on the Bekasa. Okay. But in any event, we know that the kesef does work for transaction purposes when you buy something to transfer money, because that's a different Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Metzia in Perek HaZohar, Mem Zayin Amud Beis in Bava Metzia, we have a statement, Omer B'Yochanan Dvar Torah Mos Konos. The Gemara says on a Doraisa level, the transfer of money gives you the acquisition of the item. Yeah.
My father, when you bought the money, I understand the concept totally, so you can explain it somehow. Yeah. The concept of the return of the Kabbalah of the Yafimah. So how would that work, and why wouldn't that be an issue?
Okay, so in general, sometimes when the Gemara brings a proof from Pasuk in Navi, it means that the concept exists, and they're just looking for a root in Torah Shabbat Tzav, which include Navi also. You always prefer to bring something in Torah from the actual Hamisha Chumshei Torah. That's probably what prompted Pasuk. Kasha, so, why not bring a Pasuk in Torah? Huh?
It's actually the same thing he asked. It's not that they're learning it from the Navi.
Right.
Right.
The Torah Shabbat Peh. But the Torah Shabbat Peh, the halach exists in Torah Shabbat Peh, now they're finding a market for it. But that's a broader subject.
I know.
Okay. I mean, a reflection of what exists. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara says in the Bomit, I'm not dismissing the question, it's a different subject. The very Torah and the very Kabbalah, the difference, maybe another sheet. Okay, so, but anyway, Memzayim Rebbeis in Bomit Tiyah, the Gemara says, Amar Yochanan Bar Torah Moos Konos, Umipnei Ma'om Umashicha Kone, that Mishnah that I quoted before in Kiddushin, about Tavav Madalev, says, Nechosim Sheishon Achrayis Nikdim Bekesef, that's land, that's real estate, is acquired through Kesef, also through Shtar and Chazoket. But the same Mishnah mentions, Eilam Achrayis, Ein Nikdim Elab Mashicha. That's that same Mishnah in Kiddushin of Kavval. You require Mashiach, you have to pull the item, lift the item, move the item in some way, get the item to move. That's how you acquire Mekalkalin, the movable property. Chattel in the old translation, right? Movable property. So why do you need Mashiach? So again, the Gemara says, Bav Nisiyah Mem Zayin Beis, Omer B'Yochlan Var Torah Mos Konos, with Nema Omer Mashiach Konem, Gzera Shema Yomal Al Nisifu Chitecha Baliyah, because we're afraid that the seller will be a wise guy. So he'll get the money, and then before he has to give the item over to the purchaser, he'll say, oh, a terrible thing happened, there was a fire, but point being, I already have the money, so the deal's over, right? And I already have the money, so it was your item that got burnt, sorry. You know, it's like the old joke of the guy owes his friend $1,000, and say he doesn't want to pay the $1,000 back, he says, let's meet about it over lunch, and we'll discuss it. He thinks he's going to bargain the guy down, you know? So they sit down, and while they're sitting having lunch, a bandit comes in, and holds up the whole restaurant, and they're robbing everybody. The guy takes $1,000 and whoops, we're even. Right? He gives them money, but we're even. So that's the idea. I'm afraid that the buyer's going to pay such a precious stick, so therefore, you need it. Then the Gemara goes on, maybe it was on a purpose, they were Shema people, the lake of owners. Maybe you won't say that, maybe the will be a fire. Forget about the guy making such a claim. So in any event, that's the Gemara in Bav Metzia, that even on the Daraisa level, Maos Konos, but the Rabbanon sort of uprooted that and said, you know, you require Mashiach. Tosa says, and it discusses there why you needed both, but why not say you both, but okay. Then the Gemara says, that's the Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, Amar Mashiach Mufureshes Min HaTorah. So that's, no, even Mashiach is Mufuresh in the Torah, because of a pasuk that says, in Vayikra, in Parashat Bahar, it says, O'Kono Miyad Misecha, Dabra Nikta Miyad Liyad, and so on. Okay, but anyway, you see from there, from all these Gemaras, that standard, the transaction, so to speak, is through Kinyan Kesef. That's certainly a standard method through Kesef. How do we assume the halacha? So most assume the Rosh over there in Bav Metzia, in the Perek Azov and Perek Dalet, Simen Ches, and the Rif, and the Afachot Kesef Beis, in the pages of the Rif there in Bav Metzia, the Rambam, Perek Gimel Hilchos Mechila Halacha Aleph, and also in the Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mitzvah, in Kuf Tzarech Chesif Aleph, all Paschen, like the Yochanan, that the Vartora Moos Komos, that money is a means of affecting a kin on a deraisa level, okay? Rashi learns over there, and the Gemara, I mentioned it before, that Rashi and that Gemara and a few other places mentions, because we have by somebody who was pulled there from Hektish, the Pasuk says, in Vayikra also, in the Mechukosai, it says, V'nosan HaKesef V'Komlo. V'nosan HaKesef V'Komlo, so certainly when you buy from a person, Tosa says a little different thing. He quotes that pasuk in Sotos Bakesef. In any event, that's the idea. And the way the Rishonim learned that most the deals, Rov Kinyonim, are done through Kesef, and that's the standard means of Kinyon. It's an interesting question, Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
What
do
you mean,
say
Rov?
Well, many. That was the standard, the way he was doing business.
It's not a requirement.
No, I'm saying, but it works. The point is, it works. An interesting question, discussion of Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Simon Kuf Tzadi, in Choshen Mishpat, the question is, when we say that Moos Konos, that money affects the transaction, does that mean that you have to pay for the whole thing, or just put some money down? At what point is the king, in order for the kinyan of Moos, the kinyan Kesef, to work? But that's the machlokas. The Tznab, in the beginning of that Siman writes, V'ayri dafke b'shenosam lo, asharaput al b'nei apiron, v'ashar zokal v'ilva, o b'shekol shovi ha-mekach eno l'apruta. When it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you give a pruta, it means either that that's what the whole thing was worth, or it means that he paid the pruta and the rest was like a loan. So the mice, it was if he transferred the whole amount. Aval ein lo mer dolo ayri kam bekeshos b'shul shoveh amekach, ala shenosin pruta, so pruta zun ishtabzil azeh, dumini kin ishtar chazok, and azeh eno. The hakin, why? You have to pay the whole thing. Why? Says the Sma, because the hakin and kesef nilmad mistay Ephraim. What's the mokar? It's in our parasha, stay Ephraim. The kesef aniska, we stay up on the may show we have some of it, because he paid Avraham a shekel kesef, although that was the amount he asked for. So that's the diuk of the sma. So you have to pay the full amount in order for the kinyan to take effect. The taz did, yeah? Why?
Because the kinyan could be made.
Maybe, okay, so the taz disagrees with the sma, And he says, this in the same Simon Kutzad, he says, Veloi Vanti Dvorov. Okay, he quotes him, the Ramon, he says, first of all, you see, even that, your point is the Kenyan, Mark's point is the Kenyan makes Hakka going to effect when he gave the first nickel, or whatever. But he says even further, what do you see, well, the Gemara that we started with, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Beis, learns from there, Kenyan with regards to Isha. So there it's not a matter of paying a value and amount, it's the Kenyan is effected through the transference of Moz. So however that works, it'll work here too. It doesn't mean it has to be, it's not a matter of paying the values. That's not an interesting machlokas. Okay, so that's just the background of what I wanted to look at. And again, I want to stress at the outset here, or toward the outset, that, I'm not saying anything else, halacha l'maaseh. You know, there's interesting questions about what we want to get to, namely other forms of acquisition through, not through money actually, but specifically, let's say, through checks, or through credit cards, or purchases on the internet, which would be today, and this is still to a certain extent an evolving literature, yeah, where money doesn't really change hands in the same sense.
One case you need not buy it.
Right.
And they both have to agree.
Right, that's cool.
If they agree to less than what we said here, is that also good?
Well, so that's what, according to that smile, you need to keep a smile, otherwise it may not work. I don't know. May not. The dollar stock will not be enough. Maybe.
And if they want to agree.
No, if he wants me to sell it for less, that's his business. But if he's selling it for the full amount, they only pay a little now,
right.
The Kenyan may not be in effect. Not so sure. Yeah. So Lamaisa comes out that again that the standard form of Kenyan is Moz, and most Rishonim learn like a Biyochanan Vartara Moz Konos, and that's the test again the Machlokas, the Sma, and the Yataz, whether you have to pay the full amount.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I want to look into though again is what about when you have other types of currency, so to speak, that's not again it's a very common today. Today people buy on the internet, so you don't do anything, you push a couple of buttons. And, and the item is ordered, and then it gets shipped to your house a few days, like a credit card. Where's the Kenyan, or what's the Kenyan? So that, again, I'm not talking about Halamai, I just want to raise what the issues are. Let me go through it.
Same question.
Credit card, the same question. Let me try and go through it. So there is a tshuva from, yeah. Yes. Right, but that at least you have, you pick up the item. Okay, about that, let me try, again, I'm not trying to Khalifa and the credit card. Good. So the just in terms of earlier poskim, just to mention the Chacham Sofer as a tshuva in the Siman Kuf Lamed Dalet, Chacham Siman Kuf Lamed Dalet, you're there, Siman Kuf Lamed Dalet, he writes what's called bankanata, banknote. Okay? The transaction through a banknote. And the question is, that was some type of the shtar kesef, so to speak. I guess it was a, I don't know if it was paper money. Maybe paper money, but some kind of a bank note that had value. So he discusses, will that work in terms of kinyanim? Does it have the din of a matbeya for the purpose of transaction, for the purpose of kinyan kesef? That was becoming current in the days of Chacham Sofer, right? And so he says that it is, okay. However, he's misufik at the end of the tshuva. Will it work for such a thing? Will it really be called kesef, let's say, for pigeon meiser shemi, for pigeon aben, for other things which are mitzvah-oriented? The truth is, by pigeon meiser shemi, you have a pasuk with tzarta kesef, so that's the kesef sheshal b'surah, okay, that's the Gemara's drasha. But anyway, that's what the Chacham Sofer talks about in that tshuva. He says, yeah, the kein yesh l'ayin l'inyan pigeon b'chor b'hani banka, kevah shepodim ha'desh meiser shemi. So maybe it's different. He holds that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu said something, it's five sloim, let's say, Zigan Aben, so he said, it has to be Matbea Kesef HaShoveh Kachai De'atzura. And Eina Yotei De'chova Adjiyeh B'Matbea Kesef Mezuka Kishir Anal. It has to be the coin itself is worth. Now you can ask the question that today, you know, one time when the gold, what was it, what they called, the gold standard? What I had, the standard? The gold standard, or silver standard, right, but that's not the case anymore today. It's our coin, I think the minig is by Pidgin, I'll find out shortly, the minig is by Pidgin Aben, is that you don't, you know, you use special coins, you know, for that reason, and not, you know, silver dollars or whatever it is, to avoid, because today's coins are not worth it. There's no gold or silver corresponding, you know, in Fort Knox or wherever it is, corresponding to the amounts, yeah.
How does Torah
interact,
and are these things
considered? So that's he told us, Shomrim, all these things where money, kesef comes, that's what they talk about. I just want to give my makom, because it's a very broad, I mentioned my son earlier, I realize it's a very broad subject, you know, broader than for one shift. I'm just trying to give some general overview.
Mm-hmm. The rest of the kesef.
Right.
Because
would be enough.
Which is kesef, the silver, the rest of it is other.
Right, Right, and Hanani, that's a naf kamina, absolutely. That's the machlokas, whether the ksubas are rice to our bottom. We write in our ksubas kesev, the nosa chazal for rice, you know, with the. Right, that's the posos, yeah. Okay, anyway, so that's, as I mentioned, that's from the Chassam Sofer. But anyway, what about this? So, but what later, or somewhat later, authorities after the Chassam Sofer talk about is checks. Because again, checks have no inherent value, a piece of paper. So the question is, on the other hand, many people accept it as, you know, as cash. So the question is a check a regular star? It's a different kind of star. Because, what's that? Not necessarily over the sofer, number one. Right. Number two, well, depends on how we accept the check. But second of all, it may or may not be a regular stuff. Right, okay, we're going to come to that. But the question is, what are the issues? Is it really considered? Is it a normal star? It's high, usually star is high, I write that I owe you this money. Here, and it's exactly the same. No, well, that's the question. Let's see. That's what I want to go to. For those who are interested in I have from here, a copy over here in Tchumen, which is put out by the Torah Journal, more than a journal, it's a sefer that they put out every year from the Tzomet Foundation, Tzomet Organization, Eretz Yisrael. So in Krach Yud Gimel, there's an essay on Hachekim Tokfam Halichosam Rav Tzvi Yehuda Ben Yaakov. I don't know who that is, but in Israeli Talmud Chacham, so he goes through a lot of inyanim relating to check, but just to share a couple of things. Lamaisa, from a certain perspective, okay, what a check really is a directive to the bank to pay this guy. It's not a normal star, it's private. I mean, all you're doing is you're authorizing the bank. So the question is that cash? That's not, you know, let's say you can stop a check, okay? And in fact, I someone just told, I think my father just mentioned to me that in England or someplace, that in England apparently the rule is that you can't stop a check. Or someplace, the rule is that you're not allowed to stop a check. Here in America, though, right now, you can call up the bank and they may have a penalty to pay $10, whatever it may be, but you can stop a check. So is that therefore going to be considered the cash? So there are a number of different ways to look at what the situation is with a check. Well, that's a further question, but you have to have the money. You have to be in your account. Now, you're asking a different question. Some banks give you like overdraft protection. Let's say they'll lend you the money, so to speak. If you draw a check on the funds you don't have. Let's assume it's coming from your money. Let me just go through. I'll hold over the question. We'll come back. Okay. So the question is again, according to some. Let's say you wouldn't be where you require actual kesef. So he quotes in this essay, Zalman Chanan Goldberg, an important posek in Eretz Yisrael. He says, "Lo nitein liknos karka b'shut check. You can't buy land through a check. Chare mona ain't kan mashkan ain't kan. What is there? it doesn't have the tokef of anything. Okay, it's just and not only that, but the truth is the recipient. Though when he gets the check, he still doesn't have anything in his hand until he goes to the bank." And it could be, it depends how long it takes the bank, several days to turn it over. I mean, I know some banks now have, the check counts as cash. You can withdraw against it or you can credit, it gets credit to your account immediately. And that's not always the case. Sometimes there's a delay as to when you can cash. So the guy really, so what happens if in the middle of what's under the guy, even if not only I mailed the check, but let's say the recipient received the check, but he still doesn't have cash for it. He can't go into the bank. So what happened to the guy? I didn't get damaged. I want to be choser on the deal. So that's really a question. So that's not so posh that a check should automatically count as cash. If on the other hand, the fact is that, you know, people often do use a check, and it's understood the way commerce is set up today that people will accept it. And then there's something in the middle. Actually, there's something which the Shach talks about. Print it out here. The Shach, let me find it, is in, the Shach is in Simon Kuftzadi, Chosh Mishra Simon Kuftzadi, in Sivkot and Aleph. He talks about the following situation. Chosh Mishra, something called Mem Reish Nun Yud. I'm not sure what word that is. Well, I'm Memerni, I'm not sure what it is. But it's a type of Shtaris Chayvas, which says the following. Here's the Shach, and Sivkot and Aleph from Simon Kuftzadi, Chosh Mishra. Maise Bolafonai Beruvain, Shekona Karka Mishimim. Reuven bought karka from Shimon. The low hechzikbo, I didn't live there or do anything which demonstrates ownership, right? Rak shenosa lo mimerni, sheyesh lo al Levi v'dnei ha-karka. The amount he had, he was owed by Levi this money, meaning It was a document that said, whoever has this document can get from me, it's like an IOU sort of, can get from me a check, basically, can get this amount from me. Kevon the stars ain't gufon mom and vayman, you know, no. The showman, shar gormein, am ekach niklehem, pasati the niknam ekach, when the sinas mamarni. Zu, ve'en yochel lotzerbo. And he brings rayas, and he says, even Aisha Niskadesh is with it, okay. He says, the mecher is good. The Afal God, the usually storos doesn't work, but here he has this document and so on, and therefore the shach allows it. But he says, Miu, kol zeh v'karka, aval matal v'lo shayach haidina, the nehita samta daita, the komokim lo adi v'ashachol v'mos atzmo, yein matal v'lo nikne z'mos ala Mashiach. Like we said before, the Gemara concluded that by matal v'lo you need to have Mashiach, this would only work by karka. So you had this, whatever this type of thing was, it was similar to a check. Okay, it was similar to a check. Where does this come from? So it's actually Gemara in Baba Basra, very end of Baba Basra. Kuf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph. Kuf Ayin Beis, right before the end. It says as follows. The Gemara says, Ha'u star denofik lebeidina de Rav Huna. A star was brought to the Beis in Rav Huna, again, the bottom of Kuf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph in Baba Basra. The Havikziv there, and here's what it said on the document. Ani ploni bar ploni levi simone mimcha. I hereby write on this paper that I borrowed $1,000 from you. This is special by the name, because I borrowed $1,000 from you, Mimcha. Okay? So Amar Avuna, who's Mimcha? Mimcha is Afilim Aresh Galusa, Afilim Yishvur Malta, an exaggerated statement. So Rashi explains, Hayamukhtapo Adam Echot Shetoin, a guy had this document, this IOU document in effect, that's what it was, and he claimed that Ploni ben Ploni HaKosu B'Zashtar HaKosu B'Chosu Mechorali. The guy gave this to me, I'm the one, so he wants to collect. Okay? He didn't put, so why didn't he put your name on it? He says, Veshmi lo hutzrach lichtol shari masuli vikasuli mimcha klomar mimisha muchzak fishtar. Whoever told me this, I'm the one holding it, exactly. So what? Bearer bond, right, whoever, the bearer is entitled to, that's the lotion, right? The bearer is entitled to, yeah. So Rav Huna says, Mimcha, Rashi, wait, Amar Rav Huna, this is Rashi, I'm Kuf, I'm Beis, I'm Beis. Mimcha, Mashma, Filim, Eresh Galusa, Kom, Hashem, Eresh Galusa, Adam, Acher, Hilveh, Venafo, Menu, Vesoso. Maybe somebody else loaned him this money. He owed this money to somebody else, and the guy dropped this document, and some other fellow found it. Yeah, well, you know, who says that's the thing? Okay, so that's really the origin of this document. And the Gemara concludes in the field of Hashina, we don't assume that somebody else lost it. and that's what the case of the Bashach was talking about. Now, basically, you have this kind of setup which is similar to a check. Although, again, we have to stress, a check does not acknowledge that I owe somebody money. We have to make that chiluk. Okay? A check is not the same normal type of shtar chov. A shtar chov usually is an acknowledgement that I borrowed this money, I owe you this money. It doesn't say that on a check. A check, I'm saying pay to the order of so-and-so. One can definitely make a chiluk. And assume that, and also, by the way, especially, you don't always, I guess if you make the check out, a lot of people, let's say sometimes people make a check out to cash, and sometimes you don't even have necessarily a signature on the check, and most checks I think have the people, you know, the writer of the check's name on the top, the name, the address, whatever the top, but you can have a check that doesn't have that also, and then the banks will honor it, and you have a signature, which sometimes can be a stamp. In other words, it's not necessarily, that's why we have to be mechalek, I think, just in principle, between a regular shtar chol, a regular shtar chayvus, as opposed to a check. It's not automatically the exact same thing. In any event, the idea of this memerni is that anybody who has it can collect from it, all right? And it's as if the person created a shibud. However, that may or may not be the same thing as a check. Another possibility with regards to a check, another possibility is something else. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It comes from clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Right.
But is the difference solely a matter of what effected clothes? Because when you
have
the clothes, you
have to start. Right, right. You start. The star is high, was only indicates that we had a right. I think that's a difference, yeah. I think so.
And whatever else
is right. I think so. Now, another Gemara that's relevant, perhaps, to this discussion, which, again, as pointed out, is the Gemara in the first paragraph of Gittin, again, Yud Gimel and Beis and Gittin, the issue of Mamed Shloshtam. Okay, Mamed Shloshtam. The Gemara says, Aguf Amar Avun Amar Rav, Manu Yorchot Tenehu Lo, Leploni B'Mamed Shloshtam Kane. Right, I owe you $1,000. I said, and I have no, I owe you, I said, you owe me $1,000. He owes him $1,000. I say, give him the money, right? That's Mamed Shloshtam. That's the Gemara in Gittin. Okay, also, okay, could be. But anyway, that's Mamed Shloshtam. And it works in the Milva and so on. And the Nasik Omelo, which says the Gemara B'Shas, Ma'amol, Shabbat Malach, with the Dach, with the Chol, the Osi Matma say. Is there some great Yeshiva that I owe you? How does this guy have to pay him? He had never, Dina Zoram Leslie, I have never had no relationship with him. But the answer is, when you have a Chol to me, it's as though there's a Gemara Zaz that I owe you or anybody that you direct me to. No, that's the Lashon Gemara. Shabbat Malach, with the Dach, with the Chol, the Osi Matma say. Anybody who comes in your behalf. Okay, so that's how the kinyan works by Mamed Shloshtam. The Gemara says, it challenges, logically, the Gemara at the end, and Daf Yudal Ranav, remember, calls the Hilchos of Lotam. And the Gemara comes up at Yudal Ranav, it says, this is the Hilchos of Lotam. Okay, now, Tosa says, what do you mean Hilchos of Lotam? Tosa is getting Daf Yudal Ranav to the Ras of Hilchos. He says, Rashi says, the Ki'ilu Kidla Moshe Halacha, Nisina Shein Tzarech Lasis Lotam. It's not much we see how it works. Okay? Tosfos says, no, there's Pirish Mashamo Eliknos. The fact that it works for a king is less of a time, but the logic behind it is, says Tosfos, of a time, yes, Loma Tiknu Chom Manu Shloshim, Tiknu Shaloi Tarek Latriyat Lassos Kinyonim. It's to save people, hassles, that's supposed to be the way we put it today. But in any event, one could argue that a check, and that's what this Rabbi Tzvi Ben Yaakov argues in Tomin, a check is sort of like a Mamet Shloshim Dechav. That's what he called it. It's like a written Mamed Shloshtam, because I'm directing the bank to, the bank owes me the money, in the sense that if I go and want to withdraw the money, so the bank has to pay me. I have an account in the bank. And I'll address your issue, I have to have it covered. Okay, but that's just the... Right, so that, I was about to say, that touches on your question before. And that's a different question with corporate, with a bank, and, do they have the cash on hand and so on, but... On a simple level, anyway, when I go to the bank, I have the right to say, give me this money. So the same way, I have the right to say, give me the money. I have the right to say, give me the money. And that's exactly what a check is. He calls it again, Mamed Shloshtam Alidei Ksav. The only thing is, again, one can question whether, given that Mamed Shloshtam is this Hilchos of Olam, the Gemara calls, so can you extend it to similar things? I mean, maybe it's unique then, and that's the way the Gemara discusses it, and that's it. You can't now be Madama Milson and say, well, in principle, the same idea. Logically it is. Perhaps when somebody is introduced to the Hilchos of Lotam, maybe that's not the best thing in terms of a source. But it's certainly a possibility. Another Gemara to bear in mind, it's something I meant to bring up, I forgot. Another Gemara that's relevant. The Gemara is Ezel Meshech, Lomitziyad of Ayin Dalid, where the Gemara speaks about something called Situmta. Situmta. Okay, what's Situmta? Rashi says, Situmta, Chosem Sharosh Vanach Kemarim Alachavi El Shoyayin Shalokin Harbe Biyachat. Okay, they buy many things and they indicate this is a normal manner of acquisition. They put a stamp on it or something that indicates that this is, that I bought this. Right? They put a stripe on it. Well, I think today also sometimes they'll do that in the order, big order, so they'll put some kind of marking on it to indicate that this is what we purchased. That's Situmta. Okay, and the Gemara says Situmta is Kone. Rashi, the Gemara says, Hi Situmta Kaina, my Hilchos of Chaviva Omar Lemikne Mamish. Okay? And it's an actual, and Uba Asu Dinahigi Lemikne Mamish Kone. If that's the minig in the community that this type of thing works, okay, then it's a valid kinyan. So Shulchan Aruch says, in Choshen Mishnah in Reish Aleph, Sif Aleph, Mochalo Bidvarim Bilvad, Uposkla Domin, Viroshim Alokeach, Roshim Alameka. We came to a verbal agreement. No money changed hands yet. But after we shook hands on it, whatever, we made a deal, and then the purchaser made some kind of a mark on the item. Kadesh Yelo Simon Yadua Shushalo. Afo Pisholo Nosamon Hadamim Klum. Kolachoza Racha Shurosh Mekabal Mishapara. Whoever wants to back out gets a Mishapara. I want to explain what's a Mishapara. Mishapara is like the opposite of Mishabera. Right? Misha Berach, you're saying Misha Berach, Haram to Miyako, we should bless this person. Misha Poros, whoever took punished the Dora Mabu and so on, should punish you also, right? It's a nasty, it's not a good thing. Okay?
Misha Berach is my human wish.
Right, here's our Torah vote. No, we should bear with that. Okay.
The woman tells you that she's going to get
on. Now, but says the Gemara. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Again, this is a kosher mishnah simon reish aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch. V'minag ha-medina who sheyitna haroshim kinyan gomor. If the minag ha-medina is that it's understood in the business practice of that part of the world, you make this mark on the item, that the deal is done. The deal is done. Right, at that point. So then, nikna hamecha, ve'ein echad mem yachalachzo, v'chayav litin adomim. Then it's not just a mishapor, then it's a real conclusion. People say, I don't know, but maybe someone here knows more experience, but, you know, it used to be, you know, in the diamond district, so you're dealing with chassidim and so on, you're saying, mazal brocha, that's it, there's no going back at that point, even though no money, that's still the case in the summer, right? You say, mazal brocha. Today, you know, shaking hands, that's very often a deal. We have, I look at my summer course, when we sell the chametz, I go with many of the rabbanim here to Mr. Brown of Riverdale, the Rabbi Willig's, the only Rabbi Willig's community, Mr. John Brown. So anyone who sells the chametz to me knows we have to start with Mr. Brown. So at the time of selling chametz, we do a number of different kinyanim, several different kinyanim, because of a suffix, which is really the proper type of kinyan and what works for the guy, all kinds. We do kesef, we do chalipin, he has a penknife with him every year, so we do chalipin with the penknife, we also shake hands in the manner of sikkumtun. It's also. Right. That's so we've been using for many years. Rabbi Willig from Riverdale has been, Mordechai Willig has been using this gentleman John Brown for many years. And now I've been going since I have the shul here today, 18 years now, whatever it is. And many of the rabbanim in the neighborhood from around here go, Rabbi Neuberger goes, Rabbi Sadalovsky goes. We have a whole chabur of rabbanim. So, and really, one of the reasons Rabbi Willig likes to use him is that the man is a multimillionaire. Big real estate person in Riverdale, so it means that Taka could buy all the chametz if he so chose. Some posts can raise the question that sometimes they sell the chametz to the janitor of the shul. The guy couldn't possibly, you know, I remember Radulas telling us in YU, they used to sell us a guy who worked in, some guy Charlie, who worked in the, I used to call him Charlie Agav, because it was a Kenyan Agav, was one of the places the guy used to call him Charlie Agav. You know, but, so Rabbi Willis prefers to use this seller. So Rabbi Willis told us once, a few years back, he met Mr. Brown during the year sometime on the street in Riverdale. Oh, hello, how are you? He goes, Rabbi, I just want to tell you, I'm going to Israel in a couple of weeks. Well, I know. He says, my granddaughter's bat mitzvah. So Willis, for a moment, he said he thought he was going to drop dead. He said, for a moment, his heart stopped. It turned out that the man's son married a Jewish woman. So he's a good Irishman, but, you know, he's still a valid guy. But Willis said, for a second, his heart stopped. All these years, from using... Now he's using all these other rabbis. I'm just telling you, it's not true. What does I don't know.
My Gordon called me once.
Yeah.
He called up.
Charlie, used to be
the caretaker of the dorm.
Yeah, why you? Yeah,
he's
from Charlie
Agov.
Yeah.
Calls
him
up after
Pesach or something. Oh, that was during Pesach. That was all this year. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so getting back to this, in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch tells an important statement here, and that is, this is the manner of kinyanim. That it's understood in the world, in the business world, that this is how things are done. So that can be a valid opinion. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds in Sif Beis, again, the Sif Beis Shalom, the Chaim Kol Dahar, Shenaguat Hagorim Liknos Bo, if the merchants have the practice that this is a standard, the way that business is transacted, so Kagon Aydei Shenosim Okech Prutal Amocher, Aydei Shetokeo Lokapo, handshake, all these things, okay, the Chaim Kol Kersim is this, that's the din. So Mimela, now one could argue that maybe since today a check is, is a valid accepted means of transaction, so maybe it won't work out kesef, it won't even work out other types of mischaivus, but it's also fun, and one could argue perhaps it's in the category of a situmta, because this is the way people stand do things. Actually, there's a sefer called Mechiras Chametz Kilchoso. Another one of these Svarim that has, this is the standard, I'm not making fun, I use the Svarim myself, but they have like three lines at the top and then, you know, all the footnotes on the bottom. So, Mechiras Chametz Kilchoso Stern, from I think that's the story. So he writes, regarding Mechiras Chametz, Perk Ches, in paragraph Yud Gimel, he nosan hakonas shek, or staris chayvus, nosan kesef, nechul ka poskin in zemo lakin in kesef, on up on Mechiras Chametz. So he writes that he heard from Rav Osner that it's no good. Rav Osner is a big diamond, Rav Shul Osner is a diamond in the back, and actually he printed a tshuva where he thinks it's no good. It's no better than a star's chavos, doesn't work. However, Shamati Negron of Yeshua Tzom, Yashiv Shlita, the Nesina's check, Moa, Choponam, Edim, Kinin, Situmto. You know, at least it'll work from the time to come. But anyway, so that's another possibility with regards to how a check will work. Now, one can go further with this, just in terms of these type of kinyanim. You have to give a you have to see where will or will this not work. So, an interesting question that post can deal with. Let's say, for example, you buy a lulav with a check. Okay, and the check wasn't cashed before Sukkot. Erev Sukkot, you come to a mocher, you know, you give him a check. It's a perfectly valid check, not a problem. But you know he's not going to go till afterwards, whatever. Is that a problem? Is it felt in Lachem or not? You don't have it. So, okay, matzah of those, right? Matzah, all those. So, Rav Sternberg has a chuvah and chuvah on Haggis Chela Gimel, Sin Kuf Tzadi Beis, L'shalim, he has his check with L'shalim, the check Me'uchar. You have a post-dated check, okay, for the Dalad meaning. Okay, so he says it's not so, it's better to avoid it. It's better to avoid.
Even if it's good, but maybe
most wants
the right
of the chumra. Right.
You can't get out of the
right. Right. His particular right. Another thing that, as the Rav Avad Yosef deals with, can you be Yosef Matanos of Yonim on Purim? He gives a guy a check, right? Matanos of Yonim. Sometimes that comes up also. People want to give a check, and they may not. Now, what they do in some organizations, I know that Yosef Chaim and with the Nishma Sisson, all these organizations, they lay out the money in advance. I'll smack they're going to get the check. That's in a post-game a lot of it. Let's say you give him money, he comes to the door. Can you give him a check? So, does it make a difference if the bank is still open? Maybe you can argue if the bank is still open, you can go right now and get it, so it'll be good. What if it's after, whatever, it's an evening, but let's say before Shkia, but after the bank's closed already? So that's an interesting question. So Rav Avadia says in Chazon Avadia on Purim writes, Misha mochal es chovo le'evyon. Let's say I owe a poor person money. Okay? So tell him, you know what? Matanos of Yonim, I'll be mochel the chol. Yotze Matanos of Yonim, I'll be mochel the chol the goyim. So he says, Eimer Yotze the chol Matanos of Yonim. Avol hanosem hamchol, which is the technically the word for check, and he puts in parentheses check. Levin Yotze the chol Matanos of Yonim. Okay, and then he says again, a check will work. He says, Lo b'vayim a bank pasuach v'yochol atzumiyad, el apilo a bank sogur bo b'yom, kevan shat check nimtze b'shuso. The Efsher Liknos Bo Mitzarchim Eitzel Makiro Nikra Nistinus Mos Yechavos. He could show, he want to go buy something on Purim, say to eat, so he'll show the shopkeeper, I got a check right here. You know, the guy knows, Makiro. So against that check, the guy, okay, you'll give it to me, the money tomorrow. So he says that it works, yeah.
I just heard from both of you,
a third party check, yeah.
And
right, so that's what he's referring to.
Right,
that's what he's saying, with that check, yeah. Okay, just in terms of the contemporary situation with regards to purchase with regards to the internet. Again, internet is really, any internet purchase is more or less a credit card purchase, right? You put in your credit card number and so on. So how does that work? So there's another thing to bear in mind. Is the Goran Kiddushin, Dav Zayin of an Aleph, the Gemara says, Helach mona v'skach liploni mekudeshes midin eved kanani. Okay, I give the money to the kala, and I say, I'm not marrying her though. I say with this, I give her the ring. Okay, to use the modern, we use a ring. So I give her the ring, and I say, here's the money, and his skach liploni, and through that hare mekudeshes to him through this ring that I'm giving, whatever, huh? Yes, that Gemara talks of Shlichus and Eved Kanani. So the Gemara says it's Mikudeshus Medin Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani, La Afogab, Velo Kachos, Velo Midi, Kokone Nafshe. Hai Gavernami, Afogab, Velo Kachos, Velo Midi, Kokone, Lo Haitha. The Choson didn't give up anything. Alright, the other fellow gave the ring. He didn't pay a nickel. So when you release an Eved Kanani, also he didn't give anything, but he gets his Shichur. So too, Medin Eved Kanani, if somebody else gives, the guy knows you can acquire something, so to speak, without giving. And Amar Rava v'chein in your mamona. Same thing with money. Also, in other words, you can affect the kinyan by telling somebody, by telling the seller, here is this and this money, and therefore the lokeach will get it. So therefore, one can argue that that's what happens here. The credit card company, Visa, MasterCard, whatever, tells the seller, give so and so this item that he ordered. Right? You order something online, so they want the credit card number. So now they know, the seller knows that they can go to the credit card company. Here's, give it $100. So basically, the credit card company is telling, is like the, this case of Eric Kanani. The credit card is like the friend who's giving the ring on behalf of the chosen. He's saying the credit card company says to the seller, of whatever item you ordered, give him this, ship him this item, and we'll pay for it. Right? Now, how the credit card company and the buyer work it out, that's their business later. But in terms of the Kenyan, that's what's happening. So it should work with Horeb with regards to Eved Kanani. And the thing is, in the Shulchan Aruch, again, Chol Shemishpat Tzim Kuf Tzadi, before I get to that, the Rishonim question, it may only be the Ran introduction of Gimel Rav in the page of the Rif Divam after Garcina, quotes from the Rambam, this may be unique din, we pass him, it may be unique din by Kiddushin, is questionable whether we extend it to other areas as well. Okay, Eved and Isha connection and so on, but for a moment it wouldn't work, it's Arachi and the Ran brings. And the Shulchan Aruch is in, that's why when the Mechaber, he brings the din, it's in Kuf Tzadi, Siv Dalad, he brings the din of King and Eved Kanani for a moment and by Yesh Omrim. The Mechaber very often defers to the Rambam, and when the Rambam doesn't hold to something, which unclude the Rambam says, he won't say it as a blanket thing, he'll say Yesh Omer, even if he's passing it like that, but in deference to the Rambam, he'll say Yesh Omer. That's not an unusual call. As the Mechaber, as a general rule, when he paskened, he writes in Arjoma, the Shulchan Aruch, he's going to pasken on the basis of the three Gedolei Haroah, the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif, and the two out of the three. Okay, works out two of those three, and the six, right? Two out of three of Sardim. Two out of three of Sardim. Okay, but the Mechaber is also Sardim, so he's entitled. So that's how he follows. But, in deference to the Rambam, very often, even if he'll pasken, let's say the Rif and the Rosh agree and the Rambam disagrees, he'll bring the Shita of the Rambam as a secondary Shita, or he'll quote the din only as a Yesh Omer. So, and that's what happens over here. The question is, there's a discussion in the postgim, the tour happens to hold in that same Simon Kuf Tzadi, and after the Ramoh Paskin against Simon Kuf Tzadi Siv Dalet, that this only works if the purchaser appointed the giver of the money to be a shliach. No, this only works if the lokeach asked the giver to be a shliach. Which lechora would be the case here, no problem, because when you have a credit card, that's exactly what he's doing. But hold on. So that's how the Ramoh quotes from the Tur. So the Mechaber doesn't bring that, but the Ramoh quotes from the Tur that it only works if it was done through shlichus. Now the question is, if that's the case, so there's a ktos here. So why do you need shlichus? What about zochin? Right? So the ktos talks about that and says that the whole answer why it doesn't work. And the Siva says it means he gave some of the money before. They say, all the posts can talk about it. But what's not getting to us is that exact point. If it's done through shlichus, well, the credit card companies are non-Jews. So that's a whole new discussion, whether the shy of shlichus by Yaakov. Okay, so if it's all rooted in shlichus, so, that's very questionable whether the credit card company as Akum can count as shliach. Now, it's not so clear that it's actual shlichus and the kiva eger on the spot there in the unit. Huh?
It's like an illness, though. They're not creating shlichus because shlichus is very old. There's very old distinction between shlichus and like an illness, though, that you do certain things. Because
on that thing says it's not exact, it's not real shlichus. I mean, it says it's not real shlichus, but certainly according to some of the poskim, the tzos and the sivas there, things are about shlichus, they're all arguing about shlichus. The other thing is, though, now you don't, they could argue maybe it's a form of kesef, but let's remember, you don't necessarily want it to be considered kesef, because we paskin that kesef alone is not kona, you need the meshicha, you don't have the item yet, again, whatever the damage along the way. So that's a question whether, one question to bear in mind. Another issue is that maybe it should work through kesef, because let's remember something else. What was the whole svar that Gemara said? That Gemara we said before in Azad that the shliach that most again the Gemara we started with in Mem Zayin and Beis and Mitzia that why Yochanan holds Zvartor Mos Konos but Rechoshesh because there's some Yisrofu Baliyah something like that. So is once you say that, therefore that's the rule. What if you have a scenario where you don't have to be concerned about that possibility? There is no concern for that. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. The Bala Iter, and the Ramah passing the Kabbalah Yeter, he says that that's only when you have the stuff is in the Aliyah, you know, in the attic someplace where apparently the fire was not such a far-fetched possibility. Things burnt, you know, in the olden days there were all kinds of, there were always fires because the things, you know, people used fire, things caught fire and so on. So therefore you only had to have a legitimate concern. That's the Bala Yitzhak. And however, if you have a situation where that's not really a legitimate concern, then we go back to the original Din Daraisa that most work. So then Ramah brings that Bala Yitzhak. The Chaber, the Beis Yosef disagrees, and so one could argue that maybe when something is, you know, here you're dealing with a credit card and a purchase, so the concept of a fire, I don't know, maybe this year stuff gets damaged in the mail or whatever it is, but perhaps, perhaps that's less of an issue.
Why would there be assumption that in fact the thing that would occur at the moment you get to submit button, right?
Well, that's basically our question. Could be, and I'm not
myself.
You can go, you can cancel.
Companies will very often not send.
Until it clears.
No, they just don't send it because the price changes and they decide that it's not good for them and they
oh, is that true?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about super happy little ones, but a lot of those.
Right,
a
lot of fly by nights.
A lot of the low bill of what places you see the sun blocking, people complain about it.
Okay, that's it.
They say, we're out of stock.
Right, they ran out, that's out of stock, yeah. Because they don't want to sell it for that price.
They
don't have anything to sell. That's interesting. Oh, well, that goes to Sintum.
Yeah.
Sintum,
yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter, I'll give you 2 seconds. I'll just mention one other thing that also people talk about. So there is, now, you can argue about Meshicha, because well, let's say they do release the item, they do send it out. But now it's, you know, it's in the mail, the post office has it. So again, it can you have Meshicha on your day, the post office, the delivery people, the FedEx, whoever's bringing it over. Okay? So that's all, a further question, where there'll be a din of Meshicha when they have it, so that the company said, we sent it. Okay? And that's it. So now, meanwhile, you got it damaged or whatever, you never received it. So that's also a question. Now, will Meshicha through a poel, because there is a difference, you can have a Meshicha through a poel. The question is, are these people your Poland? I don't know about the post office. Maybe they are considered like our Poland because we pay for stamps. Yeah, I'm not sure. But let me just end.
Now, even if I'm standing in front of you, and I
pick
it up and make a Kenyan donation, and I don't know what the reason is, you're going to deliver it to me, because it's heavy and I don't want to.
Right.
And then I get
stamped. But then you made the Kenyan already.
Right.
Right, but that's because there was a Kenyan. Here there was no Kenyan. That's our question.
Even though it's mine, you can't say it was yours.
Of course, but that's because it was a Kenyan. There was a Kenyan.
Standard practice, you mean like a shelter?
What?
You mean like a shelter?
What standard practice
they
have
in
the
world? Is what?
Pre-order.
Right.
The Kenyan is made, but a client was released once.
Right.
I don't know if that's the case for, you know, buying.
I'm not sure.
Groceries.
Right. Whatever else. So let me just end, because it's late, and again, as I said, this is a broad subject. I really just want to give Rosh Hashanah, so to speak. But the issue of Situmta, again, I would think that that's what's developing today. You know, and especially since the Din Malchusa, I just mentioned, Din Malchusa is such that this is a legitimate means of buying and selling. Which I guess, I don't know, was it right away? Or maybe, but certainly it's evolved into that way. That's probably a tremendous, I think every year they print statistics how a greater and greater percentage of people's purchases are, you know, are online. You know, perhaps there, the fact that it's done that way would at least require a Misha Pora. However, whether that would extend now to selling chametz, I know, if I'm not mistaken, I think that the Chabad has, I think last time, they have, you know, you can sell the chametz online, you just put your stuff in, like we sent in, you know, you can do it. Whether it would work for mechiras chametz, whether it would work for purchasing a lulav and some, you can eat the matzah, yeah. So, because the truth of the matter is, one could argue that as nogeya, when it's nogeya to a mitzvah, to a chiyuv, maybe they're going to be different. Anyways, I said this was just an overview, but the interesting question relating to a kinyanim. Okay, wish everybody a good shabbat.